Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once again to Food for the Journey. Today, we look at the Feast of Christ the King. It is my favorite feast in the whole year, really, apart from Christmas and Easter. But it really is a powerful feast. He is the King of the universe. Brothers and sisters, we have a King who knows how to care for us, how to love us, how to lead us safely home to Him. But He did give us a free will, and so we can choose not to. But, oh, brothers and sisters, what a very serious mistake that would be. We want to be a people who gladly come under the oversight, so to speak, of our Lord Jesus Christ, He who is the King of the universe. He is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and divinity and wisdom and strength and honor. To Him belong glory and power forever and ever. That's what the opening prayer tells us. It's true, brothers and sisters. This is our King, and it is my favorite feast day, so let's enjoy it together. The first reading is taken from Prophet Ezekiel, chapter 34, verses 11 to 12, and then 15 to 17. Thus says the Lord God, I myself will look after and tend my sheep. As a shepherd tends his flock when he finds himself among his scattered sheep, so will I tend my sheep. I will rescue them from every place where they were scattered when it was cloudy and dark. I myself will pasture my sheep. I myself will give them rest, says the Lord God. The lost I will seek out, the strayed I will bring back, the injured I will bind up, the sick I will heal, but the sleek and the strong I will destroy, shepherding them rightly. As for you, my sheep, says the Lord God, I will judge between one sheep and another, between rams and goats. Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is Christ the King. He is the King. In a way, He rules over us. He gives us lots of room, but He rules over us. I don't know about you, but I think of meeting my King. I think of bowing before my King. The reign of justice and peace and love that He offered us, and that we had the free will not to choose. But it is true. He is there in your life and in mine. Let us give Him the worship that belongs to Him. We take a look at the Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. Just as the Lord told us in the first reading that He will seek the lost, He will seek the strayed, He will seek the injured, He will seek the blind, He will go after them, but we have been given a free will and we can turn away from Him. We can turn away from His love. Brothers and sisters, please don't turn away from Him. He is your shepherd, and a good sheep knows to be near where the shepherd is. You want to be with your shepherd, and there is nothing that I shall need that I shall want. He will supply all that we need to come safely home. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In verdant pastures He gives me repose. Beside restful waters He leads me. He refreshes my soul. He guides me in right paths for His name's sake. You spread the table before me in the sight of my foes. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Only goodness and kindness follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord for years to come. Do I believe that He is my King, my Lord, my Savior, my Master? Do I follow Him? Just as the sheep follow their shepherd when they get off target and go in a different direction, he goes and finds them and brings them back. If you're off the pathway, ask God for help. He will bring you back. He won't condemn you. He will forgive you if you ask him. But brothers and sisters, please, don't just say, oh, well, that's what some people believe. Christ is King, and he rules over heaven and earth. He rules over your mind, your heart, but he gave you a free will, so you have choice. Please choose him in every situation. Please choose his way. In the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians, he writes, brothers and sisters, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through man, the resurrection of the dead came also through man. For just as in Adam all die, so in Christ shall all be brought to life, but each one in proper order. Christ the first fruits, then at his coming those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom to his God and Father, when he has destroyed every sovereignty, every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. When everything is subjected to him, then the Son himself will also be subjected to the one who subjected everything to him, so that God may be all in all. We will be brought one way or another before the Lord. Please follow him. And the gospel for this Sunday, Matthew 25, verses 31 to 46. Jesus said to his disciples, when the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him. And he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left, and then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. A stranger, and you welcomed me. Naked, and you clothed me. Ill, and you cared for me. In prison, and you visited me. And then the righteous will answer him and say, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you? And the king will say to them in reply, amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of the least brothers of mine, you did for me. Then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, you gave me no drink. A stranger, you gave me no welcome. Naked, and you gave me no clothing. Ill and in prison, and you did not care for me. Then they will answer and say, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or ill or in prison and not minister to your needs? He will answer them, amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of these least ones, you did not do for me. And these will go off to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. Brothers and sisters, don't just say, oh, somebody should do something for them. What could you do? Or what could a group of you do? Please. This is the great feast, the feast of Christ the King, who rules over all. We want his kingdom to be a kingdom of love, a kingdom who serves those in need. Brothers and sisters, it's not just about your life or my life. I'm saying all this to myself, too. It's not just about our life. There are years when marriages really take everything, I know, as you're raising small children. But brothers and sisters, please don't ignore the poor in your streets, in your neighborhood, at church, in business, at school. Please, brothers and sisters, don't ignore the poor. That's Jesus in disguise. Please. This feast of the kingship of Christ sets the crowning glory upon the mysteries of the life of Christ already commemorated during the year. The faithful, moreover, will gain more strength and courage, enabling them to form their lives after the true Christian ideal. If to Christ our Lord is given all power in heaven and on earth, if all people purchased by his precious blood are by a new right subjected to his dominion, it must be clear that not one of our faculties is exempt from his empire. He must reign in our minds, which should assent with perfect submission and firm belief to revealed truths and to the doctrines of Christ. He must reign in our wills, which should obey the laws and precepts of God. He must reign in our hearts, which should love God above all things and cleave to him alone. He must reign in our bodies, which should serve as instruments for the interior sanctification of our souls, or, to use the words of the Apostle Paul, as instruments of justice unto God. If all these truths are presented to the faithful for their consideration, they will prove a powerful incentive to perfection. It is our fervent desire that those who are without the fold may seek after and accept the sweet yoke of Christ, and that we, who by the mercy of God are of the household of the faith, may bear that yoke, not as a burden, with joy, with love, with devotion, that having lived our lives in accordance with the laws of God's kingdom, we may receive full measure of good fruit and counted by Christ good and faithful servants. We may be rendered partakers of eternal bliss and glory with him in his heavenly kingdom. You know, I remember there was a time as a child when someone knocked on our door who was very poor, and my mother immediately just went and got food for them and heated it and brought it to them. Look around you, brothers and sisters. Look at the poor and the needy. Show them, give them a sign of God's presence by your generosity. I've not said this quite on the radio before, but I'm saying it now because I see the needs more than I have ever seen them. And so I want to encourage you, along with all of us. I'm not just saying these. We too see what we can do to serve the poor. Please, brothers and sisters, give a little food to those in need, and may God abundantly bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.